Welcome back to the Well Women Co podcast. I'm excited to share with you today a little devotional. We're going to take things a little bit differently today, but I think you'll enjoy it. I actually wrote this for my little sister who's expecting her first baby in a few months. We're so excited about that, and it felt right to share this on a broader platform. So shout out to Cassidy for letting me share this with the world. And before we dive in, I wanted to dedicate this episode to my mom, Mary, and my mother-in-love, Linda. First of all, they have been such massive cheerleaders to me behind the scenes, and this whole Well Women Co journey have believed in me before I might have ever fully. And if you were to meet these two women, it is like meeting Mother Teresa and her twin sister. Both of them are extremely genuine and faithful and kind. And it's a gift to me because I realize not everyone has this. Not everyone has a mom who they can look up to, not only look up to, but want to model their life after. And so I'm dedicating this episode to my mom and my mother-in-law. Thank you so much for being a great support and a great example to me and my children. And so we're going to dive right into this special episode, and I'm going to be sharing with you an acronym of SLOW motherhood, of how to embrace practically a motherhood that is full of intention and full of walking with Jesus and full of fruit that lasts. So without further ado, let's dive in. This episode is sponsored by my latest book, Food Freedom: Stop Hiding and Uncover Who You're Meant to Be. I wrote this book after overcoming a secret decade-long battle with disordered eating and lots of health challenges. This is a short, practical, and entertaining read that includes my personal testimony of food freedom and how you can experience total freedom in this area of your life as well, along with my four pillars of vibrant health, an actionable, science-backed, Bible-based blueprint to remove the confusion that so often comes with diet culture and trying to nourish our bodies. You'll have the tools to take your health to the next level through faith-filled, practical steps wherever you are in your health and wellness journey, and uncover the confidence to model holistic wellness to your family and those around you. Say goodbye to fad diets and confusing health advice and breathe in the joy and new life that comes with pursuing our original design and a loving creator. Grab your copy today at wellwomenco.com or on Amazon. Today we are talking about a topic called slow motherhood, and I'm excited to jump right into that. And I have to preface this episode and let you know that I'm recording this in my in-laws' gift wrapping room. Yes, we recently moved and we're staying here for a short amount of time in our transition before we get into our new house, which is a whole other story, which we will be sharing with you in the next episode. So stay tuned. My mic is packed way far, far, far away in a trailer. And so I'm doing the best I can with the audio. So you'll just have to bear with me in this episode. But just keeping it real for you. You can get it done, even if it's a little bit uncomfortable. So here I am, and we're talking about slow motherhood. And to be really honest, this is a talk that I prepared for my sister, who is due with her first child in a couple months, and we're so excited for her. And I was able to host a shower for her and had the honor of sharing this short word. And so I hope that it's okay that I'm sharing, didn't ask her permission, but I hope it's okay that I'm sharing on this platform, because honestly, as I was writing it and sharing it, it has been a word for me in the last couple weeks. Some of these words and nuggets have been replaying in my heart and on the top of my mind and really serving me in my motherhood and being intentional, connecting with the Lord in my motherhood throughout my days. And so I felt like if I could share it on this platform, I have it saved. I can go re-listen to it, even if it's just myself. And my prayer is that as you listen, there'll be little nuggets that you can take with you that will empower you to be the mom that God has called you to be. In your household to your kids. And I believe that the mom that you're called to be is unique. I believe that it looks different than maybe your friends or your family members. It's going to be unique and beautiful to you in the expression that the Lord wants to have through your life. Because in this day and age, we are bombarded with choices in our motherhood, and not to mention our own personal pursuits. And if I'm also being really honest, I've only been a mom for 6 years, and I feel like I'm just now starting to scratch the surface of what slow motherhood means. I think I probably spent the first 4.5 to 5 years pretty much on the crazy train. And what I mean by that is just pursuits, a lot of pursuits that were outside of my home. And I do not think that's wrong by any means. But for me, at times, I was pursuing these things at the expense of my family. And I didn't know it at the time, but looking back, that's probably what was happening. And so I'm just on this journey of what does it mean to embrace a slow motherhood. And we are going to talk really quickly through the acronym for SLOW. And what I'm going to do, it's going to look a little bit different. I'm just going to share each letter in the SLOW acronym, and then I'm going to read a really short little blip that I wrote for my sister's baby shower to kind of encapsulate what I mean by each of these words and each of these letters. And I'll expound a little bit at the end. So it's going to be a pretty short and sweet episode. And I'm excited how this can continue to serve me and it can continue to serve you. So let's jump right in. The first letter in SLOW is S. Very good. You guessed it. And the first word for S is stop. So in life, especially motherhood, there's a plethora to do. Stop and pause often. Soak in the moment. Take inventory of your heart. Capture a mental snapshot. Sit on the couch. Leave dishes in the sink. Stop, drop, and be present. Your presence will leave a legacy. And this is a word that is by far the most difficult for me personally to achieve. Because by nature, I'm an Enneagram 3. I'm a goer. I'm a doer. I'm a visionary. I thrive on change and progress. And to stop physically is one thing, but mentally and emotionally is another thing, to be present. But it's something that I'm leaning into more and more, and I've not perfected, but I feel like I'm starting, like I mentioned at the beginning, to scratch the surface of the wonder and the gift that stopping is. And what I mean by mental snapshots is, I think as moms, just as human beings, there are so many memories and moments in life that we forget because our brain only has so much capacity, especially when you're a mom and you have the responsibility of caring for people in your household, or maybe you're up nursing at night, or maybe your kids are off to college and you're wondering where they are and what they're doing and what they're up to. Moms have so much going on in their heads at all time. It is impossible to remember everything, even the sweet moments. And sometimes that grieves me because I'm like, man, these days are going so fast. These moments are so special. I know the reality is that the majority of them I will forget. Thankfully, we have Instagram and we have cameras, but even then, there's so many moments that slip through our fingers every single day. And so I remember a few weeks ago, I came up the stairs and I had Asher, my 6-month-old, laying doing tummy time in the living room, and I had my 6-year-old daughter on her tummy next to her, just playing with him, singing songs to her, to him, that she had learned probably at church or at school, I don't know. And it was so, she was doing the actions to him, and just they were delighting in each other, my 6-month-old and my 6-year-old, and it was the sweetest sight. And I just paused halfway up the stairs, they didn't see me yet, and took a mental snapshot and just thank the Lord for this moment that in reality I might forget. Maybe not, because now it's on my podcast and I can re-listen to it years to come. But the point being is just to stop as moms more often. I wonder how many more moments like that are there in our lives, whether our kids are small or out of the house, that we can just stop and pause and say, thank you, Lord. Soak it in with our eyes, close your eyes for a second and just relish and savor the moment, because tomorrow it might be gone, especially if you're in a season of sleep deprivation with young kids or any situation that you're in. So that's the first component in slow motherhood, embracing a slow motherhood, is S for stop, okay? So the second letter is L in slow motherhood, and L stands for laugh. So do you desire to be a mother worthy of praise? Laugh often. Motherhood is messy, exhausting, push you to your limits. Laugh at the mess, the sixth night feeding, the blowout at the most inopportune time, all the shirts that don't fit you right now. Laughter will be the healing balm and fresh perspective on hard days. So laughter. I feel like obviously this was written with a perspective of a new mom. And so I'm mentioning blowouts and night feedings, and I'm in this a bit myself. But even if you're not in a season with little kids, there is plenty of chaos that happens in households, right? When you get humans together, especially family together, things happen, meltdowns happen. Things that we weren't expecting happens. And sometimes we break down, sometimes we react poorly. But if we can remember just to laugh, let laughter be our first response, I feel like this will actually bring healing to us, and it will bring a culture of celebration, a culture of joy into our homes that moms, we as mothers, have a really strong impact in creating culture in our homes. And laughter is such a great tool. And it even says it in the word that laughter is medicine. And so we can choose to laugh at the chaos at times instead of freaking out or crying. I feel like this is a beautiful thing. And a quick example of this is last night, I think I fed Asher 3 times, which is pretty normal at this stage. And on my 3rd feeding of the night, I changed his diaper. And usually I can do this with ease. It's usually not a problem. I took his diaper off. There was a little whiff of cool air, and he just peed all over. And it was like forceful pee. I heard it. I didn't even see it or feel it. I just heard it. I was like, what just happened? And of course, we just put him in a crib. This was his first night, literally, that we transitioned him from the bassinet to the crib. So he wet his sheets. He wet his outfit. And here I am at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, doing an outfit change, diaper change, washing sheets, all the things. And to be honest, I didn't laugh, but I kind of chuckled inside. And I feel like that's a win. And so laugh is the second component of embracing a slow motherhood. Third component is O. And O stands for open. Open your heart like a fresh spring blossom. Like marriage, motherhood is another level of refinement. Allow Holy Spirit to turn up the heat and bring out the gold. When you do, you will discover new facets that glimmer with destiny and stand in awe. Stay open, open to help, friendship, authenticity, growth, and new plans. I don't know if you can relate, but like I mentioned, similarly to marriage, motherhood can be an extremely refining time. And sometimes in those moments of refinement, in those hard days, it's easy to retreat instead of staying open. It's easy to just slap on a smile instead of really sharing with someone what is going on. And what I've discovered is that as mothers, it's easy to succumb to the lie that once you become a mom, it's all about the kids. Your purposes and assignments are void, and you have to wait until they're out of the house to pursue anything or produce anything of value. And I believe that's 100% false. I believe that becoming a mom, if this is part of your story and something that is on your heart to mother children, only enhances our destiny. And it does, for me, seem as if the Lord in our motherhood actually wants to bring out the gold in us as women, not just as mothers, but as daughters of the Lord. And He wants to reveal to us actually new plans and new purposes and new things, and for us to discover new things that we never even knew was inside of us. And I believe being a mom is an opportunity for those things to be revealed. And that only happens if we choose to stay open, if we choose to retreat, if we choose to live in isolation, if we choose to close our heart off to the Lord, like, God, this is too hard. Lord, I don't know where you are and I don't know how to relate with you in this season, so I'm just going to close off my heart to you. Then we're going to miss it. And so I want to encourage you to stay open to growth and flexibility. And one of these areas for me that I can relate with recently is this whole idea of homeschool. I never, growing up, or even when I had my first child, thought of homeschooling. I just thought, well, she's going to, you know, be in a, we'll find a school that we align with, and she's going to go to school K through 12. Until the last couple of years, obviously, has changed my perspective quite a bit. And it's not only what has happened in our world in the last couple of years. I feel like it's the Lord tapping on my shoulder and saying, hey, Brooke, I'm calling you to homeschool, at least for this season. We stay flexible. We don't just, you know, have something in stone and we'll never change. I can't tell you what we'll do in, you know, next year, in the next 5 years, but I know for this year and this season, I'm called to homeschooling. And to be honest, that really terrifies me. But I feel like not only is the Lord like, hey, I think this is best for your family right now, but he's also saying, hey, Brooke, I have placed giftings and creativity inside of you that is actually going to blossom in the context of homeschooling. And so some of these gifts may be revealed in my homeschooling my daughter at this point. But I believe that working the muscle of this new creativity, these new skills, training and teaching my daughter will flow into other areas. And I hope that makes sense. I hope you're grasping what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that not only are the giftings that he's given me to steward for the sake of my children, it's for the sake of the church. It's for the sake of the world around me as well. And those things are becoming activated and catalyzed within my motherhood. And that's really exciting to me. But it only happens, like I mentioned, if we stay open. And so that's the challenge. When hard stuff comes up, can we stay open, number one, to the Lord, and then number two, to community? And that doesn't have to be a massive small group, doesn't have to be a massive amount of people, but it does have to be at least one or two other people, ideally even outside of your spouse or your husband. You want, you know, another girlfriend or mentor, someone that you can just be real and honest with to help you discern some of the goal that the Lord is revealing in the midst of even some of this hardship and pressure that motherhood ultimately brings, no matter what. So the third component is stay open. Lastly, in embracing a slow motherhood is W, which brings us to worship. Worship in your moments. You will develop a new love language with the Father in your motherhood. It's okay to mourn, but don't dwell in your former ways of extended connection with him. That time will surely come again. Whisper prayer language songs as you rock him to sleep. Ask the Lord questions as you fold the laundry. Focus your attention toward him as you walk. Pray for the friend while you wipe the counter for the 1,000th time. Sing in the living room at the top of your lungs. Your baby won't judge you. Kneel in your bedroom after you put him down for a nap. Process your journey of motherhood with him while you drive to the appointment. He will be faithful to meet you in and multiply your moments. Here's the thing. We know that this talk in particular is for the new mom, which is why I mentioned mourning the extended periods, because when you have little kids, you just don't get frequent extended times with the Lord. You don't. And so our love language and our communication changes and shifts into something really beautiful. But then there's seasons where kids grow up and they go out of the house and then you have extended time again. But the point is just worship. Worship anyways. Even if your kids are out of the house, there's days that are busy. There's seasons that are still full. But I love the promise in Jeremiah 23:23-24. It says, am I only a God nearby, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, declares. Do not I fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? And just this idea of we serve a God who is near. He's not far off. He's not a cruel judge. He is our comforter and our friend, and he is the God who is near. And so this is something that, again, I'm leaning into in my motherhood, is that throughout my days, when I'm doing dishes, when I'm driving, when I'm taking walks, when I'm changing dirty diapers, when I'm making meals for my kids, I'm practicing more and more, and I'm asking constantly for help doing this, but just checking in with the Lord, like turning my eyes towards him. Lord, thank you for this moment right now. I love you and I see you. What are you thinking about right now? When I go to the store, God, open my eyes to see like you see. Open my eyes to see the person that I'm going to encounter like the way that you see them, and help me, give me the words to bring that out of them, to encourage them, to pray for them exactly the way you would. And doing this throughout my days, is what it does is it softens our heart as moms, and it softens our hearts as women. It softens our heart as daughters of God. And that is the greatest gift. I feel like if I can get through my parenting years, as far as, you know, my kids growing up and getting out of the house, if I can endure those however many years, I don't know, 20 to 25 years, with a soft heart as a mom, I feel like that will be the greatest victory as a mom. Like, that will be success as a mom. If my heart is soft towards the Lord, my heart is soft towards my kids, my heart is soft towards my husband, that is a great thing to aim for and to thrust ourselves into. And it happens through worship. It happens through connection, just like any other relationship we have with our husbands, with our friends. It happens in connection. It happens in relationship. It doesn't happen idly. When we stand by and don't share what's on our heart, when we don't have conversation, then relationships run dry. And so this whole idea of, like, the Lord is near you. He loves hearing from you. He loves talking with you. And he loves answering us. It's not just a one-way conversation. It's sharing with him, but it's also taking the time or the moments to stop and listen to what he has to say. And so I hope this was encouraging. Again, slow motherhood. We talked about stopping, laughing, opening, and worshiping. And I believe that he is just pleased with you, and that he has revelation for you in your motherhood in particular, with the kids that he has entrusted you with now, and any children that he has for you in the future to love on and steward and take care of. It's a really good work. And I was just talking to a friend today, actually, who felt like the Lord was inviting her to embrace this season. Embrace the season as a young mom, because it's hard and it's so easy to look for the new and the next shiny thing that makes us feel validated as women in society who are strong and who are self-sufficient and are successful in the world standards. But I'm telling you, when we can grasp the beauty of slow motherhood, hand in hand with the Lord, loving our kids, loving ourselves in the midst of it, this is a really great thing to aspire to. So I bless you with that, and I bless you in your motherhood. I bless you as a woman of God, and make sure to follow along at Well Women Co. You can find me on Facebook or Instagram. Share this episode with a mother or sister or daughter. Maybe you know someone who's about to become a first-time mom. Maybe you want to share this with your mom. I feel like the more we can encourage each other as mothers is really powerful and really important. So, Cassidy, I hope it's okay that I shared this with the world, with my little sphere of the internet. I love you. I'm excited for your little baby to come in September. And stay tuned to the next episode, everyone, because I'm going to be sharing with my husband an episode just kind of giving Well Women Co. updates and what we're up to personally, and what's going to be happening with Well Women Co. in the future. So bless you, mamas. Stay the course, and we'll talk to you next time.